from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Well, listener, we have been spending a little bit of time in the green room before we came on air. We were sort of thinking about the fact there's been quite a lot of research. Nigel's been looking at some stuff from McKinsey on sustainability. There's been the CIPD's Learning at Work report, the Open University's Business Barometer. There's just quite a lot of research kicking around. And if you are a regular listener, you will know that we love to cover and kind of dig into research reports. So what we're going to do is, I think we have agreed to have a little bit of a chat about some stuff that's come out of the Learning at Work 2023 report from the CIPD. So this is the fourth year that this report has been published. And I was saying to Nigel, and I'm going to share with you all, one of the things that caught my eye. And it's something that we talk about quite a lot, which is alignment. And it was quite interesting because quite high up in the report, we get this statement, right? And this statement is, compared to 2 years ago, L&D strategy is less aligned with organizational and people priorities, and leaders are less likely to recognize the impact that L&D has on those priorities. And now when I read that, I was thinking, well, where do you go with this bit of research when that is really quite a serious and fundamental problem? Now, then I looked into the business priorities according to learning professionals and the people priorities and then the actual L&D priorities. And interestingly, all three of those sets of priorities are different. And then you've got that sort of stat that I gave you, 30 seconds ago about alignment getting, it being less aligned. So Nigel, my bombshell here is that if all the priorities from in the business and from learning are different, however nuanced those differences are, you've basically got people trying to solve different problems. And I just don't see how that is going to deliver the kind of impact that the learning team is going to want on the business and the impact that the business is looking for.
All true. I think we've got to go back and ask why. Why do you think that leaders are less likely to recognise the impact of L&D going from 21 to 23? And the answer is the environment's changed markedly between 21 and 23. So I think it was a simpler environment in 21. It's much more complex in 23. The pressures on business are acute, just in terms of, financing and resourcing, let alone anything else. Difficult to get staff, difficult to retain staff. There's a statistic in there that smaller companies, 41% are saying that they can't fill job vacancies. They just don't, they're understaffed, not because they're not trying, but because they can't get people with the requisite skills to work for them. So I think that is a problem. There's this lag and a continuous lag between the environment changing and L&D reacting to that. The other statistic is that 41% of learning practitioners feel that their organizations develop and maintain a climate of trust and create an environment where learning can take place. Now, my answer to that is, for goodness sake, if that's true, there is no climate, get your act together. Don't stand back and hold up your hands and say, what can we do? There's no trust in this place. That should be one of the primary roles for L&D. I think if it's a bad climate for learning, change the climate. If you don't understand the priorities of the organization, go engage and understand the priorities. And I think what the report shows is not that everything is bleak and gloomy, but that there are some really good signs that L&D does understand that alignment is possible, but it's still maybe just the majority, but certainly not a clear majority. It's about half and half. Half the organizations recognize those alignment between business priorities, people priorities, and L&D priorities. And they should be overlaid. And the other half are still plowing their own furrow, running to catch up, not doing a good enough job. And in some ways, you can look at this Janus-like, at this report, and say, wow, there's some good signs here. It's very, very positive. Or you can just look down and go, oh, this is just incredibly depressing. There are some terrible signs here that things aren't moving. I just think there is a natural lag that some organizations, some L&D operations react far, far more slowly than others. But I think they're going to get caught out, because once you end up with a very difficult business climate and the perception of the leadership in that business that L&D isn't working for them, what is your next step? Your next step is say, maybe we can do without them. Maybe we just have 100% turnover. Maybe we start to rethink this and begin again in some ways. So it's a big warning sign to me. It's a big flag. You get in there, you align business with people, with the organization, or with L&D, or you face extinction. And this report is the clearest indicator that I've read recently that there is a big, big train coming down the track, and you better get on it, or you're going to get run over by it. So it's fascinating. And this report says about learning culture, for example. This is the same CIPD that produced a research report only 2 years ago saying learning culture doesn't exist. It's just nonsense. You know, we've got to focus on business performance, learning performance. And they're saying we need to consider an environment in which the learning is taking place. So there are some wake-up calls and some good movement forward here, seeing that a holistic view of learning. And to me, if you don't get the environment working, there's no point in spending a fortune trying to drag people screaming to the skills trough. You know, they may drink there, but the impact is going to be very, very low. Get the environment right. You don't even have to drag them. People will find their own way to building their own competences and skills and retaining their value to the organization. So there's good stuff in here, but there's also warning signs. That's what I would say. And that's kind of my perception of the world out there. I'm very optimistic. So I get to organizations and it just wonderful things are beginning to happen. And you get to others, not so wonderful.
Thanks, Nigel. Let's leave it there for today.
From scratch.